This is VOA News coming to you by remote. I'm Gene Randall. The latest report on the coronavirus worldwide, more than 9.6 million cases with a death toll approaching 490,000. The tallies are from Johns Hopkins University. Here in the United States, COVID-19 is adding to the cruelty of its numbers. In the pandemic's hardest hit country, more than half the American states are seeing sometimes dramatic rises in case counts. The totals to this point, 2.4 million infections and more than 124,000 fatalities. Texas is among the states apparently doing some second guessing about reopening schedules as COVID-19 surges. Texas has played a leading role in efforts to jumpstart individual state economies deeply damaged by the pandemic. It is paying a price. Texas has been setting daily highs for new virus cases. Governor Greg Abbott says the pause is designed to help check the spread of the disease until the state can safely re-enter the next phase of its reopening. Texas has experienced record numbers of COVID hospital admissions every day for 2 weeks. Elective surgeries in major cities are being curtailed to free up hospital beds. The mayor of Austin, the Texas capital, told CNN his city's hospitals will soon be overwhelmed. The state's death toll stands at just over 2,300 with 134,000 cases. Arizona has lost 1,500 lives to the virus and has seen three straight days of at least 3,000 virus transmissions. And over the past week, 23% of Arizona's corona tests have come back positive, nearly triple the national average. Arizona has recorded some 63,000 cases. U.S. consumer spending in May jumped by a record 8.2%. It followed drops of 6.6% in March and 12.6% in April. 30 million Americans remain jobless, but the government has pumped about $20 billion a week into the economy through a series of pandemic relief measures. A White House coronavirus task force briefing, the first in nearly 2 months, is scheduled at midday today. Via remote, this is VOA News. In the midst of the pandemic, the administration of U.S. President Donald Trump is urging the Supreme Court to overturn the Affordable Care Act, best known as Obamacare. The high court filing came the same day the government reported that close to a half million people who lost their health insurance with economic shutdown have gotten coverage through Obamacare. The administration's legal brief makes no mention of the coronavirus. India finds itself battling infection numbers. It is reporting more than 17,000 new cases today, pushing the nationwide number past 490,000, with a loss to 15,300 lives. The resumption of Indian railway service has been put off until the second week of August. Delhi's case count alone tops 70,000. Indonesia, the world's fourth most populous country, has surpassed 50,000 COVID cases with at least 2,600 fatalities. The government says the pandemic is likely to raise the country's poverty level above 10%. South Korea is reporting dozens of new COVID cases today, once again mainly from the area in and around Seoul. China, meanwhile, says it is moving closer to containing an outbreak in Beijing, where 11 new cases are being reported today. South Africa, which accounts for half the infections on the African continent, has set a new case record of more than 6,500, bringing its count to over 118,000 and almost 2,300 deaths. An outbreak in Australia has produced three dozen additional cases, most in the state of Victoria. Authorities say they've tested 20,000 people in the suburbs of Melbourne. Britain is warning people it could reimpose restrictions on movements amid increasing worries over lax adherence to social distancing rules. There have been huge crowds at UK beaches this week, and Health Secretary Matt Hancock has offered a reminder that the government has the power to shut down beaches and other public areas. In Spain, the official in charge of the country's virus response says imported COVID infections are a growing concern. This as Europe prepares to welcome more visitors. 54 people who got the disease in the past week in Spain are said to have been sickened by recently arrived foreign visitors. The Democratic-led U.S. House of Representatives has approved a far-reaching police overhaul bill, which now goes to the Senate. The measure includes a ban on the use of police chokeholds and would end qualified immunity for police officers, making them liable for the use of excessive force. The House vote was heavy with emotion and symbolism as a divided Congress struggles to address the global outcry over the deaths of George Floyd and other Black Americans at the hands of police. The House action came after Democrats blocked the Republican Senate bid to advance its own police reform bill. More news online at voanews.com. You can also use our convenient mobile app. Via remote, I'm Gene Randall, and this is VOA News.